Well, Alan, thrown to the Super 8s, I'm sure that was very much the target at the start of the year.
It was indeed, Tom, and I suppose from a playing point of view, you would have expected Tyrone to have got there a lot, maybe more comfortable than what they did through the Ulster Championship, but the defeat to Monaghan and Omagh back at the, on the 20th of May put the kibosh on that, and it meant that Tyrone had this long qualifier route, which, to be honest, apart from the Meath game in Navan and maybe a few moments of the Cavan game, hasn't really caused them any great difficulty, because they've beaten the likes of Carlow and obviously Cork last week with a lot of ease. And I suppose it means that Tyrone are entering this Super 8 maybe not really knowing where exactly they're at. They've done what they've been asked to do in the qualifier games, but none of the games were against real quality opposition. Yeah. And I think today you're going to start to see that quality opposition in Roscommon. Now, if you think of, say, for example, the Meath game, Meath were going into that game as very much underdogs, but the manner in which they ran at Tyrone, they attacked, they shot on sight, and got the scores when it mattered, and were within 30 seconds of actually knocking Tyrone out. That's the kind of sort of football that Tyrone are going to be playing against today, because if you looked at Roscommon and Armagh last week, a really open game. Roscommon were scoring from all sorts of angles, so it's going to be a very interesting game for Tyrone and how they can, I suppose, step up from the relatively low-key nature of the qualifiers into a Croke Park, high-profile Croke Park game with maybe 60 or 70,000 in attendance.
And tell me, Alan, is there any sense in Tyrone at all that maybe, you know, away from the white heat of Ulster Championship, that it may be to Tyrone's advantage maybe to come, as you say, that route where they've had it fairly handy, and maybe Mickey could tweak things, injuries could be cleared up, and, you know, they might find out more about themselves that way?
There's nobody actually saying that directly. Like, Mickey Hart was asked that question last week following the Cork game, and he gave a very diplomatic answer that obviously they would have preferred to have gone through the Ulster Championship route and begun into the Super 8s like Donegal as Ulster champions. But I think behind it all, they'll be quietly satisfied and not too concerned about the impact of the Monaghan game, and they'll be saying to themselves, right, it give us a chance to build gradually and I suppose get players back from injury. The likes of Mark Bradley has come back there, and Peter Hart got the suspension, but then he was back the following day. And it has been a, you know, even in terms of the atmosphere at matches where the players after, say, for example, the Meath game, after each of the games, were, you know, stayed out on the field, they signed autographs, they took photographs with supporters, and there was generally a more relaxed atmosphere. But the other side of that coin is that you could have gone out against Meath, or you could have gone out against Cork, even though it was such a one-sided game at the finish up. But certainly I think Tyrone will be happy enough with the qualifier route. It has served them well on the majority of occasions over probably this past 15 or 16 years, and there's no complaints, even though they're not speaking about it directly and saying the qualifier route is the best route to take. I don't think anybody's complaining about the way it has worked out.
And tell me, how are they viewing the group two with the All-Ireland champions, Roscommon, of course, and in it as well? You know, how are they viewing the group?
Oh, there's a great sense of excitement about the maybe not so much the Roscommon game. I think the Roscommon game today has maybe caught people a wee bit unawares, but I think from this week on, looking ahead to the Dublin game in Omagh this day week, and then obviously Donegal the following fortnight in Ballybofey, there's going to be a lot of excitement, because then you're starting to move into the business end of the championship, and I think people are starting to think, hold on a wee minute here, could maybe Tyrone get to an All-Ireland semi-final? Could they maybe get to a final? And I suppose the cloud still hangs over from the All-Ireland semi-final defeat last year in Croke Park and the disappointment of that. But I think as the time goes on, people are, as I say, starting to think, right, We've done well in the qualifiers. We've reached the last eight. We're now thinking about Dublin. Maybe things have changed here, but at the same time, it's not all that long ago from Monaghan defeated you in Omagh and defeated you fairly comprehensively, even though it mightn't have suggested it on the scoreline. But I think there's a cautious optimism at the moment. The danger of that is that it turns into, say, something like the England team, where a cautious optimism current is, very soon develops into hype.
Could that be a concern that maybe they might be just looking beyond the Roscommon game a little too much?
Yeah, I think there is. I think there is that sense, yeah, because people, Tyrone have played Roscommon twice in the qualifiers over this past. I think maybe the first was 2011 and the second was 2013. And there's this sense that Roscommon, because they're not a big named county, and I mean that with all due respect to Roscommon, because they're a very able team, but Tyrone have defeated them in the championship fairly comprehensively in the past, albeit with a number of sort of anxious moments, and people aren't captivated by this match, there's no doubt about it, as much as they're captivated by the next two games. But the difficulty with that is, if you don't focus very much on this game, there's a chance that you be caught out. And if you're caught out today, your Super 8 journey could be over before it begins.
Yeah, because there is a feeling among people that really the big games in the group are Tyrone Roscommon today, Roscommon Donegal next week, and obviously Donegal Tyrone.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Those are the three big games, because I suppose the conventional wisdom and the facts would suggest that Donegal, Roscommon and Tyrone are battling for second place in the group. And if they can defeat each other, well then they'll get into an All-Ireland semi-final no matter what the result of their games against Dublin's going to be. So from that point, but that's a very dangerous strategy, because now Tyrone or Donegal won't take their eye off the ball when they're playing each other, because they're so well aware of the threat that's posed by each other. But Tyrone or Donegal might take their eye off the ball when they're playing Roscommon. And Tyrone today down in Croke Park, that's a danger. Now, it's not a danger from a playing point of view, because the players will be fully focused on the game. But the difficulty is if supporters are having that kind of attitude or feeling towards a game, it can seep into the consciousness of very sort of unconsciously, if you know what I mean, and it just means that it's a potential banana skin today, there's no doubt about that.
Talk to me about the team.
Well, the team has been unchanged from the team which defeated Cork, and I've been very impressed by a number of things over this past few weeks. The performances of the likes of Frank Burns at centre-half-back. Frank has really developed into a very forceful centre-half-back who combines all the qualities needed for that position, able to get forward and take scores, but also able to defend at the back. Peter Hart, obviously, is still very crucial to things. Niall Sludden, like in the paper, we have done Star Man each week, and I think Niall Sludden maybe has, out of the qualifier games, maybe been what we would have considered the star man on three or four, you know, two or three of the qualifier games. Orchestrates probably most of what Tyrone do well in attack. Another player, Richie Donnelly, has been developing into a good target man at full forward, and it'll be interesting to see now how he does against stronger opposition, the likes of Roscommon and Donegal and Dublin. Cathal McShane has been a slow burner in at corner forward, but I suppose he'd be remembered for the equalising point against Meath, and has been doing okay. And Conor McAliskey represents your biggest scoring threat. But the big thing, Tom, is that all of the questions that were being asked last year and the year before, and in 2015 when you played Kerry in the All-Ireland semi-final, all those questions are still there. The question of whether you can compete and beat the best three or four teams in the country. And those questions haven't been answered yet. and will know better in 3 weeks' time where Tyrone sit. But at the moment, there's a lot of questions still there, despite a good qualifier run.
The general feeling, though, is that they're good enough to beat Roscommon.
The general feeling would be that they're good enough to beat Roscommon, and I think they will beat Roscommon.